The first U.S. case of mad cow disease raises the question of how hard it would be to diagnose the human form of the disease, NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
There's already been a case of the human form of mad cow disease in the U.S. In April 2002, a 22-year-old Florida girl grew irritable and increasingly demented, beginning the rapid downhill path that has left her unable to even feed herself. But since she had lived in Britain the first 12 years of her life, doctors presume she got it there. She's unlikely to be the only victim. Richard Johnson headed a National Academy of Sciences study of mad cow disease and is a professor of neurology at Johns Hopkins University.
Eventually we're going to have a case. I mean, a case will be recognized, and it will probably be a solitary case. And if it occurs, there's going to be then the interest in, did it occur because the patient had had contaminated beef in Europe or might have consumed it here?
Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been thinking about how to detect the human form of mad cow disease since 1996. That's when the first cases were reported in Great Britain. Their first challenge is to differentiate between a closely related condition that's been around for decades, classic Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, the one that's linked to mad cow disease. Both are caused by the same bizarre protein, or prion. So the CDC set up a national surveillance center. The CDC's Ermias Belai.
And that pathology center has received probably over 200 cases each year of potentially suspected cases that they evaluate and either confirm or rule out the classic form of CJD, but they've not identified any variant form of CJD.
Belai says it's not that difficult to tell if someone is suffering from classic or variant CJD.
Clinically, the variant CJD patients primarily present with psychiatric-type manifestations and have a longer duration of illness compared with the classic form of CJD.
And magnetic resonance images of their brains look different as well. So do tissue analyses. Also, VCJD patients are younger, an average age of 28 years instead of 68. The new form takes a year or more to kill instead of several months. But some scientists are now worried that the distinctions may not be so straightforward. A few old people in Britain have shown up with VCJD. And neuropathologist Laura Manulidis of Yale University says the brain differences aren't always clear. And she says there's something else that could cause the first U.S. case of mad cow-related CJD to be misdiagnosed. Alzheimer's disease. Some people with CJD have a dementia that can be difficult to distinguish from Alzheimer's without an autopsy. When Manulidis reviewed patient histories and pathological specimens at Yale more than a decade ago, she found a number of CJD cases that had been misclassified as Alzheimer's.
What that study really says is that without an autopsy and without looking at some of this material, you can't really know or even have a reasonable indication of whether there's CJD that's been missed.
And that raises the possibility that a case of variant CJD, the kind related to mad cow disease, could also be misclassified as Alzheimer's.
I would suspect that the vast majority of them are the typical types of cases of CJD, but it doesn't rule out the fact we certainly could miss cases that are VCJD, that is linked to the British epidemic.
But other scientists are more confident. Neurologist Richard Johnson checked over Alzheimer's disease records at Johns Hopkins University.
There is, in the entire program here, never been a case of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease misdiagnosed. And I don't think it would be in most institutions, certainly at the present day, where when a patient has that rapid a course, has other movement disorders that are routinely seen in Creutzfeldt-Jakob, you're not going to call that Alzheimer's disease. It's not going to be missed.
Johnson does suspect cases of the human form of mad cow disease will show up in the U.S., but he doesn't think there will be many. There's only been one infected cow identified in the U.S. In Great Britain, there were a million, and only about 140 people have gotten sick to date. Even Yale's Manulidis, who thinks variant CJD may be here already, doesn't think the risk is big enough to worry about. She's still eating meat, with some restrictions.
I don't eat meat in Europe. I try to avoid eating meat in Europe, except obviously sometimes it would be very rude, so I eat it.
She and Johnson and Belai would all like to see the same thing, more autopsies done on people who die with neurological diseases, so that if and when there is a case of variant CJD in the U.S., there's little chance of missing it. Jo Anselberner, NPR News, Washington.